Hi, this is Sabin Bharti, and we are here at GitLab Contribute. And today we have with us Carol Tusky. You are part of People Team. What is People Team?
Good question. So the People Team is made up of our recruiters and our learning and development, diversity and inclusion, our operations group, and our compensation and benefits. And we're going to be adding a team to look after our handbook. As you know, our handbook is where we put how we operate. Everything you need to know about how to do things in GitLab is on our handbook, and we're going to have somebody dedicated to do that. So the people team is made up of all of those groups.
If GitLab is like all remote, why do we need HR in people's team? Because anybody can contribute.
Very good point, yes. But for us, we want GitLab to be an amazing company for people to work in, where they can feel like they belong and also feel like they can reach their potential. And to do that, we have these different functions that are really going to help people stay engaged, develop the skills that they need, and make sure that we are driving forward with GitLab to the scale that we need to be.
Right. And before GitLab, you work in traditional companies. The role, responsibility, and challenges there are different. You know, there are a lot of policies in how you should behave in the office, a lot of things. Here, it's totally different because people are working from their homes. So first of all, what has been your experience from that world to this world, number one? And number two would be, what are the benefits you saw versus what are the unique challenges that posed which you never came across before?
Sure. It is true, yes. When you're in a bricks and mortar type of environment, there are certain standards and rules that you have to follow. But here in GitLab, we operate in a very respectful manner. So there are those expectations as well. There's an expectation that you are working collaboratively with your colleagues, you're being respectful, you're communicating in a professional manner, and all of those things lead to the same type of environment, even in a remote company. What I find pretty unique about it, and probably what was a big transition for me, was how transparent we are, particularly in a people team. I haven't been used to operating in such a transparent environment. I think it's a huge proponent of why we're being successful as an organization, in that we are that transparent. Everybody can contribute. And that means that we're getting excellent ideas from people across all the teams and globally, and making sure that we are looking at things from a global mindset. With that, there are some challenges in that, how do you ensure that everybody feels connected when we are so globally dispersed? How does everybody get all the information on a regular at the same time? And that's why we push so much for the handbook to be where all the information is held, because that is eligible. Everybody can access it. Everybody has the information at the same time, because the handbook gets updated first. So that can really help with the challenge of not all being in the one location.
Right. I have never worked in a corporate environment for almost 15 years, so I actually don't even know how it works. But what I do know I think there is some kind of orientation people do when somebody joins. How do you do that in this environment? You did mention handbook. So does handbook, like people have to go and read the handbook? How does that orientation work? Or you don't care about it because people are aware of the community, they are aware of the environment, that's why they're joining GitLab? So I'm just curious about that.
Sure. A lot of the time, most people before they join and as they go through the interview process, absolutely read the handbook. And that's feedback we get all the time, is that it's an amazing resource and it actually reaffirms their interest in the organization. So that is great for us to hear. But equally, when they do come on board, we have to onboard them. So we use GitLab as a way of onboarding people. So every person who joins has an onboarding issue. And in that is how they get onboarded to the organization in general, but also from a functional perspective. It's something we constantly iterate on, and we are changing and improving with the lens of the new hire experience coming through as well. So they're having that human feel. We also recognize that people learn in different ways and they internalize information differently. So we are working on different ways to make sure that people are they can read it, they can watch it, they can talk through it. So that's something that we're iterating on.
A lot of people, they have their personal problem. In traditional environment, they need to go for checkups and doctors and stuff like that. And a lot of, you know, personal challenges that they come across, which affect their work life also. So in this environment, what kind of, you know, can you share, you know, some ideas where, you know, you're like, oh, because of this unique environment, you are able to help people better versus traditional model?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, we fundamentally are results based. So, you know, that means that people have the flexibility to work their hours around their life. And you know, it's always family first and you first. So you need to take care of yourself. And that's very much encouraged from Sid all the way through all of the leadership. You build your work life in around your own personal life. And that's, I think, one of the benefits of being remote. You don't have to ask for time off. You know, if you need to take time, you just block it in your calendar so people know not to disturb you. And the attitude really is everybody's an adult. So, you know, we trust, we hire you because you've got the skills, you've got the behaviors that we want. And we trust that you will do your job and, you know, and do it responsibly. So people work their lives around work.
Priyanka, do you think we have got the core? Although
the one thing I would add is Carol's advice to founders on how to, you know, founders and early people's employees.
I can do that as the last question, right?
Yeah,
okay. Okay. So far we have been asking, we have been talking about other people, but you yourself came from it. So how was the transition for you? How do you manage your work-life balance?
Yeah, it's definitely different, I have to say. This is my first all remote company. So, you know, waking up my first morning and actually just starting work at home was a very different situation for me. But I think, you know, because we're results driven, you know what you need to do and you can balance your work around it. I work a lot with people in the US, on the West Coast. So that means that I'll flex my hours. And if I know I've got a call, you know, later on in the evening, that means I will just start later or I'll take time off in the afternoon to do what I, you know, do my personal items. So for me, it's a flexibility that we afford everybody helps me make sure I maintain a balance while working in a global organization.
GitLab has kind of started this movement, but I think it's already happening. Mm-hmm. So what advice do you have for other, you know, founders who want to build a company around the same culture so that they can also build a successful company?
Sure. Communication and transparency are huge catalysts for a successful remote organization. Communication, obviously, because we're so geographically dispersed, that's from the outset, getting that right, understanding what the communication channels are, setting people up to be able to moderate the communication themselves is hugely important. And I would say the transparency piece, understanding how to be as transparent as we are, understanding how to navigate it as well, because, you know, there are certain things that are outside of people's comfort zones, being so transparent and getting all that feedback. But I think if you can really hone in on the communication and transparency, they're foundations for starting up.